I am so glad you're here. This is Avery After Dark, and I'm your host, Avery Ross. Trust me, these are some of the most disturbing stories I have ever heard. Unexplained paranormal encounters. Oh yeah, this is going to be a scary episode. Our first story. So this happened a few summers ago, and it still bothers me. My family rented a beach house for a week in St. Augustine, Florida. One of those slightly older houses a block or two off the water. It had that typical layout, kitchen and living room on the main floor, and then a basement. The basement door was right off the kitchen. That detail matters. It wasn't tucked away or hidden, it was right there, immediately to the right of the sink. You could be doing dishes, turn your head slightly, and you're staring directly at that door. It was one of those wooden doors with a simple knob, nothing unusual. But it always just felt a little off to me. Anyway, everything was completely normal the first couple days. Beach during the day, dinner at night, cards, drinks. No weird vibes or creepy moments, just a typical family vacation. Until the fourth night. Everyone had gone to bed, I stayed up a little later than usual. I typically have trouble sleeping anywhere that's not my bed, so I would stay up late, watch TV. This night, I was in the kitchen cleaning some of my dishes. The house was completely quiet in that way beach houses get at night, where you can faintly hear the ocean in the distance and the occasional creak of the house settling. I remember I was rinsing a plate when I heard it. Footsteps. At first, I thought it was just someone upstairs, but then I realized it wasn't above me. It was below me, coming from the basement. And not just footsteps, running, like someone was sprinting up the basement stairs. I turned off the water and then just stood there staring at the door, frozen. My thought was honestly, someone broke in. Maybe someone had gotten into the basement somehow and was coming up into the house. The footsteps got louder, fast, heavy. And then they stopped, right on the other side of the door. I could literally picture someone standing there, inches away from me, just separated by that thin piece of wood. I didn't move. I didn't breathe. My heart was pounding so hard I could feel it in my throat. And then the door flew open. I actually jumped back, expecting someone to be standing there. But there was nothing. No one, just darkness going into the basement. I stood there for a few seconds trying to make sense of it, waiting for something, another sound, movement, anything, but nothing happened. There was no footsteps going back down the stairs, just silence. I turned on every light in the kitchen and eventually worked up the nerve to look down the stairs. I didn't go all the way down, I'm not that brave, but I leaned far enough to see. The basement looked completely empty. I shut the door, locked it, and honestly didn't sleep much that night. The weirdest part is I didn't tell anyone. I don't know why, I just didn't want to freak everyone out, or maybe I was trying to convince myself it wasn't real, like maybe I imagined it or misunderstood what I heard. But after that, things felt off. Nothing as intense as that first night, but small stuff. Cabinets that I swear I closed would be slightly open in the morning. One night I heard what sounded like movement downstairs again, but quieter, like someone was walking around, slowly. My dog, Percy, who had been totally fine the first few days, started refusing to go anywhere near the kitchen at night. I had never seen him act like that, ever. He would just stare toward that basement door. But I still didn't say anything. We only had one night left anyway, so I figured we'd just get through it and leave. On the last morning, everyone was packing up, cleaning, loading the car. My sister and I were in the kitchen together, and she kind of casually said, "I'm honestly glad we're leaving." And I was like, "Why?" She hesitated for a few seconds and then goes, "Okay, this is going to sound insane, but a couple nights ago, I was downstairs grabbing water, and I heard someone running up the basement stairs." I just stared at her, and she kept going. "I thought someone broke in, so I was literally about to scream, and then the footsteps stopped right at the door, and then the door just flew open." At this point, I felt my stomach drop. I hadn't told her anything, not a word. And she described it exactly the same. Same pacing, stopping point, the way the door opened. I asked her what she saw when it opened. And she just shook her head and said nothing. There was no one there. We both just stood there in silence for a second. Neither of us had told anyone else. We didn't even bring it up to the rest of the family after that. We just packed up and left. But the thing that still gets me is this. Whatever it was, it didn't just happen once. And it wasn't just me. Something ran up those stairs twice and stopped right at the door like it knew exactly where we were. Like it was watching us and wanted to scare us. Our next story. This happened when I was 24 and living alone in a rental house. It wasn't a creepy place or anything, just an older home I found for a decent price. Very quiet neighborhood, nothing weird about it on the surface. But after about a month or so living there, I noticed little things. Mostly in my bedroom. I'd wake up some mornings and feel like I hadn't been alone, even though I knew I had. Sometimes I'd swear I'd hear movement behind me when I was sitting at my desk. Like someone was moving around behind me or walking across the room, but every time I turned around, nothing was there. A couple times I caught something out of the corner of my eye, like a shape moving near the doorway or by the dresser. But again, nothing when I actually looked. It never escalated into anything obvious, so I just brushed it off. It was an old house. My brain playing tricks on me. Whatever. I lived there for about 2 months like that. Then one day, I had a virtual doctor's appointment. It was just a routine checkup with my primary, nothing serious. I work from home, so I set everything up in my bedroom at my desk. My desk faced into the room, not a wall, so behind me was the rest of my bedroom. So my bed, doorway, all of it. The room itself was pretty big, so there was a lot of space behind me. I logged on, the doctor joined, and everything started completely normal. We were maybe 2 minutes into the appointment when he suddenly paused, like mid-sentence. He just kind of stopped and looked past me. Then he said, casually at first, "Hey, just so you know, these appointments are supposed to be private." I was confused and said, "Yeah, I know." And then he goes, "Oh, who was that behind you then?" I immediately turned around. The room was empty. I turned back and looked at the doctor and said, "It's just me." There was this weird pause and then he said, "Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I just keep seeing a woman peeking around the doorway." I flew out of my chair, jumped up, started frantically looking around. I ran into the hallway leading into my bedroom where the doctor said he saw that woman, and there was nothing there. I checked the rest of the place and there was nothing. I went back to the appointment and asked the doctor more about what he saw. He said it was a woman, long dark hair, and since the appointment started, he saw her pop her head in 2 or 3 times from the hallway, and then quickly pop her head back. We finished the appointment, but it was rushed after that. The vibe had completely shifted. I could tell he was uneasy, and so was I. When the call ended, I just sat there for a minute. And the room felt different. That same feeling I'd had a few times before, but stronger now. Like I wasn't alone. I didn't sleep well that night or the next. After that, I started noticing things more. That feeling of someone being behind me happened almost every time I sat at my desk. Once I woke up in the middle of the night and thought someone was standing near the foot of my bed. But it was gone before I could even fully process it. I never saw anything clearly, but after what the doctor said, I couldn't ignore it anymore. About 2 months later, I moved out. I didn't tell anyone the real reason, I just said I found a better place. And from the second I moved out of that place, my life went back to normal. No more hearing things behind me or catching movement out of the corner of my eye. No more waking up feeling like I wasn't alone. I've seen my doctor a couple times since. and we always talk about that incident. And something he said has always really bothered me. He said he'll never forget the look on that woman's face. She had a smile and was peeking around the corner like a child trying to be playful. But she looked to be in her 40s or 50s, like she was enjoying it. I don't know who or what was in that rental, but I'm glad I don't live there anymore. Now, our next story. I had just moved to Nashville. I didn't really know many people yet, so I was in that phase where you're kind of lonely but trying to get settled. New routines, places, all that. One night, I got a Facebook friend request. It was from someone I hadn't thought about in years, a close friend from childhood, always outside together riding bikes, going to the park. But as we got older, we just drifted apart. Different schools, different friend groups. I honestly hadn't spoken to her since we were probably 13 or 14 years old. But I had heard through mutual people that she'd moved to Nashville a couple years before I did. So when I saw her name pop up, it didn't feel that weird at first. It actually felt kind of nice, familiar, I guess. I accepted the request, and almost immediately, I got a message from her. It just said something like, "Hey, I heard you're in Nashville now. We should meet up." Which already felt a little fast, like I had literally just accepted her friend request. But I responded, we exchanged a couple quick messages, and then she suggested we meet at this local park. As I mentioned, when we were kids, we used to spend so much time at the park together. So the idea of us meeting up there felt nostalgic. Like something only someone who really knew me back then would suggest. So it made sense. But it also felt kind of random. Still, I didn't have many friends in the city yet, and I wasn't about to turn down reconnecting with someone I used to be close to. Before I left, I clicked on her profile. And that's when something felt off. She only had one friend. Me. There were no posts or photos, nothing recent. It didn't look like a normal account at all. It almost looked empty, like it had just been made. I paused for a second, thinking, that's strange, but I brushed it off. I figured maybe she had just made a new account or something. So I went. I drove to the park, parked, and walked up to one of the benches near the entrance. It was early evening, not dark yet, but getting there. There were a few people around, but not many. I sat down and waited. At first, everything felt normal. Then, out of nowhere, I got this really bad feeling. I can't explain it any better than that. It wasn't like I saw something or heard something. It just all hit me at once. Like something in my brain was telling me, you shouldn't be here. It was such an intense feeling that came on so quickly, I stood up almost immediately and walked back to my car. I knew, for some reason, I needed to get out of there. Once I got to my car, I didn't leave. I just locked the doors and sat there. Part of me felt ridiculous, like, what am I doing? I told myself I was overreacting, so I decided to wait a few more minutes and see if she showed up. I watched the entrance to the park the whole time. No one came. After about 15 minutes, I grabbed my phone and messaged her. "Hey, I'm here. Where are you?" She replied almost instantly. "I'm here too. I don't see you," her message read. I told her where I was sitting, described the exact bench, and she responded saying she was right there too. We went back and forth for a couple minutes, double-checking everything, the name of the park, the entrance. Everything matched, but somehow we didn't see each other. At that point, I just said something like, "This is really weird. Maybe another time." And I left. The whole thing stuck with me. It just didn't make sense. Then, about 3 months later, I went back to my hometown for Thanksgiving. I was at a small get-together and ended up talking to someone who knew this friend. I mentioned, "Oh yeah, I actually talked to her recently. She lives in Nashville too. A few months back, we were supposed to meet up at the park, but I don't know what happened." And this person just looked at me confused and said, "What are you talking about?" And then they told me. She had died the year before. I thought they were mistaken at first. Had this friend confused with somebody else. But when they showed me her obituary, it became very real. They told me what happened, when it happened, everything. Fatal car accident. I had no idea we had drifted so far apart over the years. I had never heard about it. I went into my phone, pulled up her account on Facebook, and showed this person the messages. Her account was still there, still with only one friend, me. I scrolled through those messages for weeks, trying to make sense of it all. But something about it felt so familiar. The way she messaged me, suggesting to go to that park, something tied to our childhood. And the fact that we were supposedly in the exact same place at the exact same time, but we never saw each other. I've tried to come up with logical explanations, like maybe someone made a fake account as a prank. But who would do that and why go that far? And how would they know something so specific about us? I don't know. All I know is I went to meet my childhood friend that night and something showed up. Just not in the way that I could see. Our next story. I've been in this rental about 6 months. It's an older house, kind of dated, but a great price. When I was signing the lease, the landlord mentioned the previous tenant was an older woman who had lived here for quite a while. But that was it. The first couple weeks were completely normal. Then one morning I woke up and went downstairs and the front door was wide open. Not slightly cracked open. There was no sign of a break-in. It was just wide open. The idea of sleeping with my front door wide open all night freaked me out. Had I forgotten to close it all the way the night before? It just didn't make sense. I'm a pretty careful person. I walked over and inspected the lock. Everything looked fine. It was just so weird, but I closed it, locked it, and moved on. Then it happened again. A few nights later, I woke up around 6 a.m., came downstairs, and the door was wide open again. Same exact thing. I live alone, so there's no one else who could have done it, and I know I locked it the night before. I even started double and triple checking it before going to bed, like physically pulling on it to make sure it was secure. Still, it kept happening. Always in the morning, always the front door wide open. I had a side door that was always locked, and the back door, same thing. I called my landlord, and we had all the locks changed. But the odd thing was, this landlord said they had already changed the locks. But we went ahead with it anyways. I thought that would be the end of it. I went to sleep and was horrified to wake up the next morning and find the door open again. Like I said, there was never any sign of forced entry. Nothing was taken from my place. It didn't seem like a robbery. It scared me so much, I stayed with a family friend for a few days. But in that time, I bought a camera and set it up facing my front door. The first night, I had it running. Nothing happened. Second night, nothing. Then the third night, I finally caught something. Around 3:07 a.m., the camera picked up movement. You could see the door unlock. On its own, the door handle turned, and the door just opened, but there was no one there. The camera didn't pick up so much as a shadow. Nothing standing in the doorway, it just opened like someone had walked right through it. I remember replaying that clip over and over, trying to see if I missed something, like maybe someone had moved too fast or was staying out of frame. But there was nothing. Just the door unlocking and opening on its own. After that, I didn't even know what to think anymore. A few days later, I ended up talking to one of my neighbors about it. I didn't tell them everything at first, I just mentioned the door thing, like, hey, have you ever had issues with someone getting into the house or anything weird around here? And they gave me this look, then asked, wait, you live in that house? I said, yeah. And that's when they told me about the woman who used to live there. Apparently, she had a pretty serious sleepwalking problem. Like, not just wandering around the house, she would leave. She'd walk out the front door in the middle of the night and just wander around the neighborhood. More than once, neighbors found her outside their houses, just standing there. One person said they looked out their window at like 2 or 3 in the morning and she was just there, standing in the yard, staring at the house. Another neighbor said she had been found outside someone's window, just standing there, not moving. They said it was scary, but also kind of sad. People in the neighborhood would keep an eye on her and guide her back home when it happened. She never had any memory of it. I felt this chill hearing all of it, especially because of the door, because that's exactly what had been happening to me. Then my neighbor said something that I still can't shake. They kind of hesitated and then said, "It's weird you brought this up because the other night, my daughter said she saw her again. The older neighbor woman standing outside her window just for a second. It looked exactly like her." Then I asked the question I already knew the answer to. "When did she move out?" They said, "Oh, she didn't move out. She passed away in the house. I'm trying to get out of my lease. I feel like I'm stuck with this. Every few nights around the same time, my front door still opens. And according to my camera, no one is ever there." Our next story. Last summer, my girlfriend and I had gone to a housewarming party for one of my good friends from high school. He had just landed a big tech job and honestly was doing really well for himself. Like, really well. He had just moved into one of those top floor penthouses in this newer apartment building right at the end of our street. I'm talking 2 big balconies, 3 bedrooms, floor-to-ceiling windows. Really nice. Before we left our place, my girlfriend realized her phone was almost dead, so she plugged it in on her nightstand and said she'd just leave it. It wasn't a big deal, we were only going to be gone a couple hours. And since the building was literally at the end of our street, we just walked over. When we got there, I was expecting it to be pretty low-key, just a few people, maybe a small group hanging out. It wasn't. The place was packed, like shoulder to shoulder in some rooms. Music going, people out on both balconies, drinks everywhere. It was cool though, I actually knew a lot of people there. A bunch of old mutual friends from high school that I hadn't seen in years had shown up too. So it turned into one of those nights where you're bouncing from group to group, catching up, laughing, talking. It just kind of gets chaotic. At some point, I realized I hadn't seen my girlfriend in a while. At first, I didn't think much of it. It was a big place, a lot of people. I figured she was in another room or out on one of the balconies talking to someone. She was a social butterfly. But after like 10 or 15 minutes of not seeing her, I started looking. I checked the kitchen, both balconies, the bedrooms, even the hallway outside the apartment. Nothing. I asked a couple people if they had seen her, but everyone just kind of shrugged and went back to the party. It's not like her to just disappear without saying anything, so I pulled my phone out to call her. Right as I unlocked it, I saw she was already calling me. I answered immediately, and the second I picked up, I could tell something was very wrong. She sounded frantic, like out of breath, panicked. I answered, "Hey, where are you?" She quickly said, "Where are you? You need to come back right now." I was like, "What? I'm at the party. Where are you?" She said, "I'm at the apartment. Just come back. Please hurry." It felt urgent in a way I'd never heard from her before. I asked her what was wrong, but she just kept repeating, "Just come back right now." And then the call ended. I didn't even question it. I told my friend I had to go, and he looked confused because he said he hadn't seen her leave at all. But I didn't have time to think about it. I just left and started running back to the apartment. It should have taken maybe 2 minutes at most, but it felt longer. I kept trying to call her, but she wasn't picking up. When I got closer to our place, everything looked normal. I ran up to our unit, and as I got closer, I could see into the front room through the window. It was dark inside, but there was a silhouette. It was her, my girlfriend, standing there. I could clearly see her shape in the window. Then she raised her hand and started waving me in. like urgently, not casually, more like, come inside, now. I remember this wave so clearly, it felt almost exaggerated, like she was trying to get my attention as fast as possible. I ran to the door, unlocked it, rushed inside. Hello? Nothing. The front room was completely empty. It was quiet. There were no lights on, no movement. I ran into the kitchen, then the bedroom, the bathroom, everywhere. The apartment was completely empty. I grabbed my phone and tried calling her again. And then I heard it. Her phone ringing inside the apartment. I followed the tone into the bedroom, and there her phone was, on the nightstand, just where she left it, charging. That's when I started thinking, did she go back to the party? Maybe something spooked her and she left and then changed her mind? It just didn't make sense. Nothing about this made sense. I ran back out and walked straight back to the party. When I got there, I went straight upstairs, scanning the room, and there she was, sitting out on one of the balcony lounge chairs, completely relaxed, talking, laughing with a group of people like nothing had happened. I stood there for a second trying to process it, then ran over and said, "Where were you? What happened?" She looked at me like I was crazy. "What? I've been here the whole time." I told her about the call, about her telling me to come back, seeing her in the window, and she just kept shaking her head, saying she never left the party, not even once. The rest of the group around her confirmed she had been there for the past 15 minutes, but she could tell there was something wrong. We left the party together and went back to the apartment. When we got inside, her phone was exactly where she had left it on the nightstand, still plugged in. But when we picked it up and checked it, there was a call, outgoing, to me, at the exact time I had answered. Nothing made sense. No one else was in the apartment. There were no signs of anyone being there. The call creeps me out. But what terrifies me is what I saw in the window. Because I know what I saw. It was her, the same height, the same outline, even the way she moved her hand. But it wasn't her. Nothing like that has ever happened to us before, and it hasn't happened since. To be honest, I still haven't gotten over it. I still think about that moment, standing outside, looking into that dark room, watching something that looked exactly like my girlfriend, trying to get me to come inside. Which story creeped you out the most? Let me know in the comments. I'm really eager to hear which one gave you goosebumps, gave you chills. And also let me know, have you ever experienced anything paranormal? I love to hear your stories. Thank you so much for tuning in for this episode. Next time I've got so much more mystery and eeriness coming your way. Until then, this is Avery After Dark.